Well, boys and girls, I want to draw your attention to the first verse of that psalm that we read and that we also did sing. The Lord is my shepherd. Only five words, very simple, but full of great truth. The Lord is telling us something about the Lord. He's telling us about this wonderful care he has. That is portrayed in this word, shepherd. But there's also a very important word here, and it's the word my. My shepherd. And that personal pronoun occurs quite a bit throughout this psalm. And it's good to know this shepherd is not just our shepherd, but he's my shepherd. And I want to tell you a story, boys and girls, about a young fella for whom this phrase was very, very important. The Lord is my shepherd. He was just a young lad whenever he was orphaned. He lost his mom and dad. He had to go and live in the Highlands with his grandfather, who was a shepherd. And those were the days whenever boys and girls weren't sent to school very much. Sometimes they weren't even taught to read and they didn't know how to read. And this little boy was like that. He couldn't read. His grandfather was godly, and the Bible was central in the house, and he would read the scriptures, and he would tell the lad Bible stories, especially stories about the shepherd. Moses was a shepherd, and David was a shepherd, but especially he would tell him the stories about the good shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ. One of the first verses that he taught him was this verse that I just read to you now, the Lord is my shepherd. And as he had to his memory, who couldn't read and couldn't write, he used a hand and he would go, the Lord is my shepherd. And he would teach the lad to say that. He would hold every finger as he said the words. And it seemed to be to the grandfather that whenever the lad come to the fourth finger, he seemed to really hold it tight and to emphasize that, my shepherd. And so while this little lad had a sad life, he did come to know the Lord Jesus, and his faith and trust was in the Lord Jesus. But he got a little bigger, a little older, and he was able to go into the Highlands on his own and to look after the sheep, and his grandfather could trust him to do that. But one occasion he did that, and snow came. And it turned into a terrible blizzard. And this young lad was stuck there up in the hills. And he lost his way. It's easy to do. It's remarkable how difficult it is to find your bearings whenever snow comes down in hills and in mountainous areas. Very, very difficult. And many people have perished in such situations, even in modern times. And this little fella got lost. He couldn't make his way through the blizzard back home again. His grandfather got very worried about him, and he tried to make his way out to find him, but it was impossible. Even he couldn't find his way through the blizzards. There's no track, it's all covered up. You just can't see anything for your bearings, for directions. So he had to go home. He just prayed the whole night in prayer. He wasn't very comfortable, but he prayed and trusted the Lord. And the next day, as soon as the blizzard had passed, he made his way out. And he made his way to the particular area where he had told his grandchild to go if there was any signs of snow or blizzard coming on. And he went to that area and he called and shouted his name, but there was no response. And then at last he saw a wee mound, and it was the wee lad covered in snow. And he thought it was not going to be good news, and it wasn't good news. The lad was dead. He'd frozen to death. And he brushed the snow off, he could see his face, and then he brushed the whole body down, and he could see the hands. And the fourth finger was grasped tightly. And in that position, he died. And the grandfather knew what it meant. He was finding comfort that in this time of awful adversity, he had a shepherd looking after him and caring for him. The Lord Jesus Christ. And boys and girls, you remember that story, and you also make sure that the Lord Jesus is your shepherd and that you're trusting in him and you're believing in him and you're looking to him all the time. You're depending on the Lord Jesus. If you are, then you can be assured he is your shepherd. So the Lord is my shepherd. Let's pray then, boys and girls. Our Father, we do thank thee for the children of the church. We pray that they may be under the shadow of thy wing, and that thou wilt watch over them all the time. And Lord, that thou wilt be gracious to them, and that thou wilt manifest thyself to them, and that they'll all be taught of the Lord, even as thou hast promised in thy holy word, that all the children of this flock may be taught of God and come to know Jesus Christ and be able to say this psalm truly from all their hearts. We ask it in Christ's name. Amen.